The Aurelia Courthouse recently became a hub of inspiration and empowerment for Indigenous youth as it hosted Pathways to Justice, Indigenous Futures in Law. The Career Day event was designed to foster interest in legal careers and provide mentorship opportunities. The event brought together First Nations and Métis students, Indigenous legal professionals, elders, and community leaders for a day of discussion, networking, and encouragement. The event featured an impressive lineup of speakers, including Supreme Court Justice Michelle Obonsaan, who is also a board member of the Canadian chapter of the International Association of Women Judges and is co-president of the International Association of Indigenous Judges. With over 80 attendees from 3 different local schools, the event aimed to bridge the gap between Indigenous youth and the legal system, demonstrating that a career in law is not only possible but that there is a strong support network available. Danaige Franson, Indigenous Justice Program Manager with Level Justice, emphasized the urgent need for Indigenous representation in law. "It's highly important to show Indigenous youth that there is a positive side to the justice system," Franson said. "There is severe underrepresentation in the justice system. This event is meant to show youth that if they choose a legal career, they have a place and a path forward." Beyond exposing students to potential careers as lawyers, judges, and paralegals, Pathways to Justice also focused on mentorship and long-term guidance. Level Justice, a national justice education and human rights charity, announced at the event that all youth in attendance would have access to a continuing mentorship program, helping them navigate university applications, co-op placements, and future career opportunities. While inspiring youth to consider careers in law was a key focus, Franson stressed that the event's ultimate goal was relationship building. "This isn't just about getting students to become lawyers," she explained. "It's about showing them that they have options, that these careers exist, and that they have mentors who are willing to support them. It's about creating those positive relationships that will continue beyond today." Franson, who is Métis, shared how personal this initiative was for her. "Growing up in Midland, she didn't have access to the same resources now available to Indigenous students. I always knew I wanted to be a lawyer, but I didn't really see the path for me. I didn't know how to make it happen," she said. "Now, I want to give back to my community with the education and experience I've gained. This event is really meaningful to me, especially having it close to my home community." The success of the event has sparked interest in expanding Pathways to Justice into an annual, traveling program. Franson hopes to bring similar opportunities to Indigenous communities across Canada. "We'd love to take this event on the road," she said. "Even if it seems like just a small step, every positive experience for Indigenous youth in legal spaces is a step in the right direction." For those interested in supporting future events, Level Justice is looking for volunteers for its Indigenous Youth Outreach Program. Information on how to get involved can be found here.